Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, he said to them, Amen. Amen, I say to you, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you understand this, blessed are you. If you do it, I am not speaking of all of you. I know those whom I have chosen, but so that the scriptures might be fulfilled, the one who ate my food has raised his feet against me. From now on, I am telling you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe that I am. Amen. Amen, I say to you, whoever receives the one I sent receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me.
Amen.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
God, our Heavenly Father. Church, what will you do if you knew in advance that someone close to you, a family member, a spouse, an intimate friend, someone you trusted so deeply was about to betray you? What would you do? Now I know what some of you are thinking. I know what I am thinking. But in today's gospel, it's about disloyalty. You see, Jesus knew that he was going to be betrayed by Judas, the one he had chosen to be an apostle. That's why he quoted Psalms 41:10. The one who ate my food has raised his heel against me. For 3 years, he had been on intimate terms with Jesus. He had seen his miracles. He experienced his divine teaching. But when Judas got the chance, he betrayed him. Do you know if a person's sins, who have been born again through baptism, has committed a treachery just like that of Judas? Because of our spiritual life as a Christian, it's a true friendship with Jesus. Church, God wants to come into our lives and he wants to serve us.
Amen.
However, if we repent of our sins, if we trust in God's mercy, we can set about recovering our friendship with God.
Amen.
Betrayed by someone so close to you is so much painful than betrayal by a stranger. Because it involves a lack of loyalty. Church, our Lord promised us that if we imitate him, our teacher, we will find true happiness which no one can take from us. But in order to do that, we must humble ourselves, reject from our hearts any pride, and peace and joy will reign around us and in us always. Amen.
Amen.